When people in developed countries want water, they turn on the tap. When people in Darfur want water, they have to search far and wide for it. A UN video shows women and children walking long distances through the arid desert to fetch water in Darfur. They wait in lengthy lines at the communal well to fill their jerry cans with water for their drinking and washing needs. This process is repeated every 3 or 4 days. According to the United Nations, one person uses nearly 400 liters of water per day in the world's wealthiest countries. In Darfur, 400 liters of water is shared by 20 people. Mohamed Younes is Deputy Joint Special Representative of the African Union United Nations Mission in Darfur.
Water is one of the main root causes of this conflict. There is a need to address this issue, and we do believe that water will serve as an instrument for peace.
The United Nations Mission in Darfur, UNAMID, has been in Darfur for 3.5 years. Younes says well-managed and equitably distributed water resources can ensure sustainable peace for the people in Darfur.
Water, we believe, is life, and we believe it could contribute to the initiatives that the UN is making in terms of trying to reach peace with the people of Darfur.
The United Nations is mediating Sudan peace negotiations in Doha, Qatar, but a political solution remains elusive. The world body is hoping for better results from the water conference it is organizing jointly with the government of Sudan at the end of the month. The conference will seek $1.5 billion from donors to support 56 water projects over the next 6 years. These projects will focus on rebuilding the water infrastructure devastated by conflict and neglect. They will introduce new technologies and systems for managing water, preparing for drought, and helping farmers adapt to climate change. Robin Bovey, the Sudan Program Manager for the UN Environment Program, says providing water in the Sahel is difficult because there is not much of it. He calls managing water resources a massive undertaking that cannot be done in isolation.
We are presently setting up drought committees in camps. There will be another drought. I mean, there will be droughts that occur again. This is just something that happens on a cyclical basis. But where you have population shifts, you have to make sure that people are prepared.
Niels Kastberg, the representative for the UN Children's Fund for Sudan, says getting access to that water requires peace, and peace can best be achieved on the local level.
If we put a well, and that leads to different groups of people fighting over access to that water, then we're contributing to conflict. If instead we can use the access to water as a way for establishing dialogue between different groups, so that through that dialogue we can provide, for instance, access to water, but at the same time get the dialogue going that is so needed, then we're constructing peace from the local level.
But aid agencies agree these peace initiatives ultimately will lead nowhere without cooperation from the Sudanese government. They are urging the government to provide services equally to all people in Darfur and to grant them freedom of movement so they can distribute essential relief and care. They believe the best prospects for peace lie with local communities, not with the central government. They say people are tired of fighting. They want to trade their goods. They want access to markets and water. And this, aid workers say, is prompting many communities to conclude their own peace agreements. If this process grows and spreads from village to village, they say these local agreements could translate into a significant regional-wide peace for Darfur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.